Hi, Mr. Wilson, is Julie home? I see, she went back to college already? Huh, well darn it, I left my book in her room. Can I go get it? I need it for class when school starts back on Monday. Thanks. Well, I found it. Oh, sure, I'd love to have a soda. Cool. So tell me, Mr. Wilson, is it quiet without Julie being home? I bet it gets kind of lonely, doesn't it? Well, you know, sometimes I could stop by and keep you company. I mean, I have noticed the way that you kind of stare, trying to look up my skirt like you're trying right now. Don't look so embarrassed. It's okay, I won't tell. I bet you'd like to know what color panties I have on, wouldn't you? Well, let's see. Let me just slip it up. And look at that. I have pink ones. No, I'm not going to take them off, but you can take yours off. That's right. All of your clothes. Come on, show me. I can see that you're really, really hard. Well, just imagine if I were to take these panties down, what you would see. Oh, let's make a new drip, isn't it? Now, Mr. Wilson, go ahead and take it in between your fingers and just stroke it a little bit for me. Stroke it a little bit, but not that hard. Just stroke it a little bit because I want you to stay nice and hard for me. I want you to get it really, really throbbing and aching and pulsating. But I don't want you to come. Because, Mr. Wilson, it's really, really naughty to jerk that cock off for a young girl like me. I mean, come on, I am your daughter's friend now, aren't I? Well, I'm sure that my professors could even tell you that I'm a very naughty girl in school, too. So, Mr. Wilson, what I want you to do now is I want you to put it away. And if you'd like to be that naughty little neighbor that I love to play around with, or even my best friend's daddy, give me a call. This is Princess Lila. I can be reached at 888-210-0436. Or visit my blog. That is teasedbyaprincess.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you soon.